What about the younger reader?
The children's book I've chosen is a picture book, so it's suitable for children aged sort of 3, 4 upwards, and it's something that they have read to them. And it's a horsey book. Now, horsey books are often very popular, but you don't always get horsey books for boys, and this one will appeal to boys and girls, I think. It's called Jumping Jack, and the book is all about a show jumper called Roger Trotter and his horse Jack. And they're superstars, they're champions in the world of show jumping, and they seem to be invincible until one day everything goes wrong. Poor old Jumping Jack seems unable to clear any of the jumps, and his rider, Roger, does all he can to work out what the problem is. So they go to see a vet, they see a horse psychologist, they take a holiday on the beach, but they can't find anything to explain their sudden poor performance. But they have to go back into the ring again, and when they do so, they stumble across the solution, which, of course, I can't reveal. It's a wonderful book. It's got beautiful, bold, colourful illustrations, and there's plenty to look at. There's lots of funny things to spot on each page. And there'll be something different to enjoy each time the book's opened. There's so much in it, I think. So it'll appeal to horsey children and their parents, but it's also got lots of elements for anybody. I think anybody will enjoy it.
Sounds a real treat.
It's a bit different, I think. It's written by a Swiss author and a Swiss illustrator, so I'd not discovered them before. And it's quite individual, I'd say. And it's published by Chronicle Books. It is a little bit expensive. It's $11.99 because it's a hardback at the moment. But as with most of my picture books, I think it's one that you'd want to keep and keep going back to. So I think it's a lovely gift item.
And yeah, I was going to say as granny to give it as a present, something along those lines. And
that's right.
What a nice thing to... I still miss sitting with my children when they were little and looking through books and reading to them and looking at picture books with
them. It's a very special thing, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It's brilliant. Well, lovely to chat to you. Thank you very much. Have you read Elizabeth Is Missing by Emma Healy?
I have, yes.
What do you reckon?
It took me a while to get into it because of the style of the writing and the format, because it's about a lady who loses her memory, isn't it?
She's probably got Alzheimer's.
That's right.
And she has to write notes to herself and so on. But it's intriguing, isn't it? It's just that it's because Leslie's Readers is something we have our own little sort of book club along the libraries, and that's our read at the moment.
Yes, well, it's very cleverly done. And I should think it makes very good discussion as well.
Yes, it'll be what she says. Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Catherine Lana with us from Browser's Bookshop in Woodbridge. She's got her own website as well because she's really into her reading and so on. So if you want to find out more about Catherine, just look her up, or you can look at Browser's, because they organise all sorts of fantastic people to come and chat at books and so on every so often. But the books that Catherine has recommended for us, The Ocean at the End of the Lane by Neil Gaiman and Jumping Jack, and I think it's Germano Zullo, but published by Chronicle Books.